CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, where references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 23rd of April 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB coronation activities, RSGB AGM announcements and videos, RSGB board chair. The RSGB is delighted that Ofcom has confirmed that the call sign GB23C, Charlie, can be used for the RSGB's coronation special event station. Cray Valley Radio Society members led by Bob M0MCV and Dave G4BUO are organising the flagship amateur radio station that will use this call sign from the 3rd to the 8th of May. The special event call station will be in the grounds of the Old Royal Naval College along the riverside in Greenwich. From the 10th of May onwards, the call sign will be available for individuals and clubs to use until the end of June 2023, and further details about this will be announced shortly. That call sign again is GB23C. Ofcom have also kindly agreed to a block of 676 special event station call signs for the RSGB's B Connect activities for the coronation. These are GB23BAA to BZZ, which will be available throughout May and June. More details on how to obtain one of these will be given next week, but meanwhile, you may wish to find a beacon site you could activate one or more times for this event. Finally, if you're planning outreach activities with local clubs and groups, take a look at the paper circuit template the RSGB has shared on its website. Go to rsgb.org/coronation and choose the Coronation Activity Ideas tab in the right-hand menu. The RSGB's AGM was held online last Saturday, the 15th of April. If you missed the live event, you can see the results of the elections and follow links to the trophy awards and the construction competition winners on the RSGB website under AGM. You can also catch up on the full live stream or watch individual sections on the Society's YouTube channel. The RSGB has released separate videos of the outgoing President's Review of 2022, its new short convention promo, and the interesting presentation about preparing the GB2RS propagation reports by the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve Nichols, G0KYA. You can see them all in the RSGB 2023 AGM playlist on YouTube via youtube.com/ the RSGB. Following the RSGB AGM on Saturday the 15th, a brief board meeting was held to consider necessary appointments. The board was aware that Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, who had been a dual role since the recent resignation of Richard Horton, G4AOJ, had expressed a willingness to continue as chairman if required. It was agreed that Stuart should be co-opted to the board under the terms of Article 37 and was asked to join the meeting. Stuart was then elected unanimously to serve as RSGB board chairman until 2024's AGM. A reminder now that SOS Radio Week 2023 starts at midnight on the 1st of May and concludes at midnight on the 31st of May. It's an opportunity to support the many voluntary organisations in the British Isles whose members volunteer to save the lives of others at risk around the many miles of its coastline and out to sea. These organisations include the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the National Coast Watch Association, and the numerous independent lifeboat and coastal rescue groups. Individual amateur radio operators and clubs are invited to register to become an official SOS Radio Week station and operate under their own call sign. The clubs, or a special event call sign, to raise awareness of the great work these volunteers perform. Awards are available for registered stations that make the most contacts on each of the 160m to 70cm bands and using various modes. Registration is now open and further details can be found at sosradioweek.org.uk. Details of rallies and events: the Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association Rally, also known as NASA Rally, and the Blackpool Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 23rd. The venue is Norbrick Castle Exhibition Centre, Blackpool, FY89AA. More details, contact Dave M0OBW on 01270 761 608. Email dwilson@btinternet.com or visit NARSA, that's NARSA.org.uk. Ripon Radio Rally takes place next Sunday, the 30th of April. The venue will be Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, HG42PT. Traders gain access from 7 a.m, tables £12 each. Doors open to the public from 10 a.m, entrance £3 per person. More information and directions, visit g4sjm.co.uk. Thorpe Camp Hamfest will take place on Sunday the 7th of May. The venue is Thorpe Camp Visitor Centre and the entrance fee will be £4 per person. Traders should arrive from 7 a.m. The rally takes place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hot food and drinks available on site. For more information, phone Sylvia or Anthony 07956 654 481. Dartmoor Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 7th of May at Welverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton in Devon, PL26AL. There'll be the usual bring and buy, traders' stands, refreshments and free parking. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission £2.50. For more information, contact Roger 07854088882 or email via 2e0rph@gmail.com. Special event news now, especially special call sign 5P0WARD, will be active from Denmark until Tuesday the 25th of April in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, EQSL or OZ1ACB. Also celebrating World Amateur Radio Day, special event OT23WARD will be active from various locations in Belgium until the 30th of April. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World and EQSL. Certificate will be available. More information, visit qrz.com. Polydoros, SV1AHH, is using a special call sign, Sierra X-ray 50AHH, to mark 50 years of being involved with amateur radio. Operating from Greece, the call sign will be active until Friday the 28th of April. He'll be active on the 160 to 10 metre bands using CWSSP, FT8, FT4 and RITI. His logs will be uploaded to EQSL, Logbook of the World and Club Log. Paper cards will not be available. Special call sign 3A8AB is operating from Monaco until Sunday the 30th of April. Station is active to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the first transatlantic amateur two-way contact between Leon Deloy, F8AB, and Fred Schnell, 1MO, in 1923. QSL via Logbook of the World. DX News, look out for Paul, VP9KF, who's active from Bailey's Bay in Bermuda, NA005, until Wednesday the 26th. He operates CW only. QSL direct to Paul's address, which you can view on his qrz.com page. Sands, VK4WXW, has been on Willis Island, OC007, since October and will remain there until the end of April this year. He works at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's weather monitoring station on the island, and in his spare time his QRV is VK9WX. The T30UN operation from West Kiribati, it says Kiribati here, perhaps that's how it's pronounced, OC017, is expected to be active until the second week of May. Operators plan to be available on the 160 to 6 metre bands with one CW station, one SSB and seven FT8 stations. It'll be possible to see two FT8 stations on the same band at the same time, but of course on different frequencies. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Contest news, the SPDX RITI contests end its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 23rd, using RTTY, 80 to 10 metre bands where contests allowed. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Polo stations will send their province code. Today, the 23rd of April, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC, 745 board RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands that where contests are allowed. The exchange's serial number. Monday the 24th of April, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, FT4 on 80, 40 and 20 metre bands. The exchange is your report. Again, on Tuesday the 25th, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2.3 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 26th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW on 80 metre band. The exchange is your 6-character locator. Thursday the 27th of April, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI on the 80 metre band. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next Saturday the 29th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club DXCW contest begins at 1200 UTC, runs for 24 hours, CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, we had a surge in sunspot activity over the last week, pushing the solar flux index to a maximum of 178, although it subsequently declined to 147. Solar flare activity is quite subdued after a frantic period from the 13th to the 15th that saw 40 C-class flares and 2 M-class flares erupt. This activity was mostly centred around region 3282 in the northwest quadrant. Geomagnetic conditions were unsettled for a time around the 18th and 19th, with the KP index hitting a maximum of 4.3. This appears to have been due to an enhanced activity from a coronal mass ejection and continuing coronal hole activity that saw the solar wind speed hit more than 600 km per second and the BZ swing south. The critical frequency was down below 7 megs in the morning of Wednesday the 19th, which impacted near-vertical incident skyway signals around the UK. This impacted maximum usable frequencies, which struggled to exceed 21 megs over a 3,000 km path on Wednesday, though by Thursday they were back over 28 megs again. A critical frequency of more than 10 megs meant the 40 metre band was once again suitable for close-in contacts around the UK. There are many reports of DX being worked later on during the week, with Australia and New Zealand topping the bill at 18 megahertz and 28 megs. Next week, NOAA has put a more positive spin on sunspot activity. The solar flux index is predicted to be in the range of 168 to 172 for the first half of the week, falling to 160 for the second. But we could be in for a bumpy ride geomagnetically, with the KP index predicted to hit 5 on Wednesday the 26th, all the way to Monday the 1st of May. This may be due to the return of solar phenomena that occurred 27 days ago and saw the KP index up to 4.67. Meanwhile, a very large solar coronal hole, albeit positioned very south on the sun's surface, and much smaller one on its equator, threaten HF conditions this weekend. Keep an eye on the real-time solar wind from the ACE spacecraft for signs of a rise in speed and a southward-pointing BZ interplanetary magnetic field on solarham.net. This could push to KP index higher, perhaps to 4. And now the VHF and up, the sporadic E session is nearly upon us. Remember, it will usually activate on 28 megs, and then higher bands will follow if the event intensifies. There have been some 50 megs FT8 paths flagged up on dxmaps.com, although some may have been tropo. The recent large high pressure centred over Scandinavia has been a bit subdued as regards tropo. Much of the time the air nearer the surface has been fairly dry, with little signs of banks of sea fog over the North Sea, which could suggest better ducting potential. We're now entering a phase with low pressure on the charts, initially over the south of Britain, but edging north for a time before drifting out across the North Sea. This could produce some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, especially should any heavy April showers develop. Early next week, a ridge will edge south across the UK in a colder northerly weather pattern, so although high pressure returns, it may not be especially good for tropo. The third changeover comes after midweek, when milder southwesterly returns with active fronts bringing rain and unsettled weather, especially to the north and west. This could mean further opportunities for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands and perhaps a hint of tropo in the southeast towards the continent. Aurora and meteor scatter are well worth considering, and the Lyrid shower peaks on Sunday the 23rd. The message is to monitor meteor scatter frequencies in the clusters for signs of activity, and of course try putting out a CQ call. Moon declination is positive and rising, meaning increasing moon time and increasing peak elevation until peak declination on Tuesday. Moon apogee is next Friday, so path losses increase all week. 144 meg sky noise is moderate to low. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.